The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. That's anybody, as in, can anybody actually stand this show? And now, back to Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. It is from Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
But not just any Melissa. This is the Melissa of Scooby and Shaggy fame from the Ghost Whisperers.
They're not Ghost Whisperers.
Nope, they're paranormal investigators from sackspirit.com.
They've been on the show a number of times. They're way booked out. You can find them online. I guess, is their Facebook page, Brandon, still the easiest way, do you know?
Yeah, sackspirit.com is like the catch-all of every social media page that they have, because their social media pages are named either at Sack Spirit on Instagram, easy to remember, but the Facebook page is actually the full name, which is Spirit is an acronym for something that I'm not going to rattle off right here.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, sackspirit.com is the easiest way to go.
And whether you think they're absolutely cuckoo or you think they have a gift, one thing we can all vouch for is they're extraordinarily nice people. We've had them on the show a number of times. So Melissa wrote in. She said, this is a bit different than what I expected to write. Today is my 44th birthday.
Yay!
Ooh, happy birthday.
And lady.
Brent and Melissa are married. They're the leader. Brent finally married her.
Oh, my God.
They weren't married when we met.
Exactly, after a million years.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
It took a little long. Would you have trouble finding the ring?
Melissa says, Brent even baked me a two-layer gluten-free chocolate cake.
Oh, wow. Damn, so sweet.
I am a lucky gal. And normally Brent would lovingly write in a birthday wish with a few cute jokes, but he pulled a Dawn. He fall down, go boom, took a bit of a tumble walking our dog Tut.
No.
Both he and Tut made it home safely. In fact, Tut got away from poor Brent, but due to his smart cattle dog brain and being used to the route, he finished the walk and came right home.
Aww.
Followed a bit later by my sweet injured hubby, Brent.
Oh, no.
That's sad.
Poor thing.
Brent did opt smartly to go get checked out as he needed his shoulder looked at. He needs it in a sling.
Wow.
And a couple of stitches on his inner lip. Boy, he really did fall.
They
got it on the shoulder and on the lip.
Oh, God.
While very sore, he should bounce back just fine. So, if you could send him a ton of healing prayers, and yeah, I'll take a good old birthday song, too.
Oh, happy, happy birthday, now eat your f***ing cake. Happy, happy birthday, or we'll punch you in the face.
Yeah, he needs to try harder at pulling a Dawn, because he didn't break a bone.
Yeah, really, I mean...
You gotta break a bone.
Although, what, I mean, Brent's old, he's not, no one's as old as Dawn. So maybe it's the year thing, I don't know.
And now, baby, here's Dr. Rob. Doctor of Love, Dr. Rob.
All right, this is interesting. Here's how the Dr. Rob segment works. You got a question, a comment, a problem of your own. Our phone number is 888-989-9811. You can always write to the Dr. R-A-D at radradio.com. Remembering, I'm not really a doctor, so you should suck it. These are all, if we can get through all three of them, they're all kind of sort of semi-related in terms of the overarching theme of them. We'll start with this one. It's a name withheld woman.
Hey, girl.
Says, hey, Dr. Rob, my husband wants me to meet his buddy's wife. Now, I met this friend, the guy friend, a few years ago when he and my husband worked together as power linemen. And while he was a little rough around the edges, seemed like a nice person. Mm. However, he has since quit the trade and has worked with his girlfriend via their OnlyFans making porn for the last 5 years. I'm not against porn. I watch and enjoy it periodically. And I hate that it bothers me to do something as simple as have dinner with this couple, but it does. I don't want to invite that chaos into my life, as the conversation will inevitably end up on that topic, and I know I'll be uncomfortable. I've told my husband how I feel about it, and he thinks I'm being overly judgmental and asked me to reconsider. Any feedback is welcome.
Whoa.
Okay, I mean, if you want feedback, this, I first of all, I would take the fact that they're doing OnlyFans and making porn and substitute it for a variety of other things that other people would find distasteful, because there's a fine line between distasteful and illegal. They're not doing anything illegal. It's one thing if they're engaging in drug dealing, and you just don't want any part of that in your life. They're engaging in something that you find, I don't know, to be distasteful, or although you say you watch porn, there's something about being so close to someone that does it that is going to make you uncomfortable. I think the interesting thing about the way you write the email is that you don't want to invite the chaos into your life. The conversation will inevitably end up on that topic, and I know I'll be uncomfortable. And to me, that's a you problem. That, and so I don't know how your husband presented it. Look, I'm not your husband, so I wouldn't phrase it this way. I think you're being overly judgmental. So what? That's what they do for a living. I've been in situations where I've had to be with people who do things that I either am not a fan of. Like, I mean, look, there's a lot of cop haters out there right now. So you're just not even going to go out with someone because of what they do, just to even get to know them. And by the way, why does the conversation have to inevitably come to that? And or why can't your husband talk to his buddy and say, hey, look, however he's going to handle it, you know, guy to guy, you know, women, you know, they got their things. We just not talk about that. The one thing I don't agree with is that you wouldn't find a way to go, to what role your husband plays in that, or to what role you decide to at least engage in it.
See, I think I was going to say pretty much the same thing about why do you think that the conversation is going to go any further than, well, we're content creators for an adult site or anything like that. I think that if anybody who's going to be doing that type of work is going to have some sort of tact about talking about what they do for a living, especially in social settings. They're not going to say, oh, yeah, I'm on OnlyFans. We wear this kind of clothing. We put things in this place and ask me more. You know, the conversation doesn't need to go that far. And you can always say, oh, yeah, the letter writer, I'm not really into that kind of stuff. So, you know, can we just leave it at that? Or if your husband has a spine, he can either say, you know, preemptively say, I don't think that the conversation needs to go any further than you guys make content online for certain websites. And that could be that. Like, it could be a wonderful dinner, could be a wonderful conversation that doesn't necessarily need to go in that direction in depth.
This is so America 2024 right now to me. It's like, if you do something that for whatever reason I find distasteful, I can't quite figure out what her problem is since she watches porn, but whatever. It's like, I don't even want to talk to you kind of thing. And then we find out, if we can get past that, they're actually decent humans. Remember what was the email? It was like Carnival or something a year or two ago where two people became best friends, even though one of them was a vegan, because they got forced to sit together without knowing each other for half an hour. And it was like the minute she told me she was a vegan, I was like out. And then I realized she's this great person and they've been friends for over whatever at the time, over a year, little things like that.
So there's that theory out there of like conquer your fears. I have yet to try this with spiders. But I've been told that if you engage with your fear, like if, say, for example, I take a spider and I let it crawl on my hand something, maybe you get over it. What if she sits down and watches their OnlyFans content and then goes and has the dinner date? Because then she like already conquered the fear. She watches porn. What's the point? I mean, she's uncomfortable. Just get it over with. See exactly what they do. Mm-hmm. And then if it comes up, you already know everything.
That's an interesting angle I hadn't thought of.
So hopefully I'll be able to help her because she's a step further than I am. I don't watch it. I don't like it. I'm against it, but I am totally fine with anyone else. It's just for me. It's not my thing. I don't think it's okay or good or any of that. I have a lot of opinions on it. And
it being porn in general.
Porn in general. I really think it's bad for society, but that's my own personal opinion. You do you, booze. So she watches. So I'm trying to think, like, is it that that's too close? Right, like there's the people that do it right there in front of you. But regardless, listen, I don't even watch it. You heard how I feel about it. But I would go to dinner with this person because they're a human. And I do have an issue with your husband saying judgmental. And I would have an issue with someone saying I'm judgmental about it. No, I have an opinion about it. And there are some things I will not allow myself to be around if I'm uncomfortable with it. So I would absolutely... That's you having an opinion on something and not wanting to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. And that's 100% okay. And so I, whether my husband spoke for me or not, I don't need it. I would speak for myself and I would make it clear. I totally will meet up with you guys. I mean, that's, like I said, it's human to human, but I'm not having a conversation with you about it. If the conversation goes there and the three of you want to discuss it, just know I'm going to politely get up, go take a walk, go do something else. And I'm fine with that. I'm not going to pout. I'm not going to be upset. I want y'all to have whatever conversation you want, but I will not to be a part of it.
And you would say that to your husband.
I would say that to my husband and I would say it to the couple. I don't have a problem with, I don't have a problem with confrontation. Sometimes it might get me take me a little longer to have a confrontation with someone because we have to think things through. But I would do it in a polite way, like, hey, man, this is what you do. I get that. I just, if the conversation goes there and if there's a lot of comments and jokes all throughout dinner over it, yeah, not my thing. And so if I get up and leave a lot, it's really, it's not because you guys need to stop being who you are. It's that I'm not that way. So I'm going to eject myself from the situation.
I'm just so fascinated by this disconnect I have with between she's not where you're at with the actual industry. She engages in watching it.
That's why I'm hoping I'm helping her to just, this is a human. This is another, I have no problem sitting across from someone who does that because they're a fellow human and I will have conversation with them and I wouldn't sit there judgy or I wouldn't even bring it up or say anything to make them feel awful about it. No, it's just having an interaction with a fellow human. And, you know, I, years ago, if I don't know, does anyone even still know who Jenna Jameson is? I don't know how far out of the industry.
I think the name's still, okay. People still know, legendary porn star.
Listen, because I met her first, if she had asked we all go to dinner, I'd say no. Because she was incapable of having any conversation that didn't include all the shower heads and other things she was having done to her. And this was off air. It's like on air to what she could say. But then, of course, that's literally the only conversation she was capable of having. So I knew up front, ugh. So if you know this about this girl, is that why you think it's going to go there? Because you already know something about them, that this is what they talk about all the time? Then I think it's fair for you to say, no, I'm not going. And husband, I'm not being judgmental. This is something I'm not comfortable with. You go. Bye.
Yeah, I wonder if the letter writer also might be having some sort of feeling like they're going to try to engage with the letter writer, like in some sort of sexual activity. Like maybe her husband has been implying, oh, this sounds kind of fun. What if we did this type of thing? And, oh, it just so happens that my best friend has a wife that is really into this. Like, so maybe we talk about it. And so maybe there's like some sort of ulterior motive.
So I read the entire email. I didn't leave anything out. And so it's, relatively speaking, it's a short Dr. Rob email, which does lead people to start letting their minds run with what is she leaving out? Like, I mean, Dawn right away, does she know something about this girl that she didn't put in the email?
Yeah.
Because as far as we know, she's never met her.
Yeah.
Okay, now Brandon is on the same wavelength as Ron, who emailed in and said, could it be her husband is pushing for something else, either to create content themselves or join them? Well, my God, I would hope that has been at least discussed and it would have been included in the email.
That's a different email. Now we're talking about something completely different.
Right, and also, and if that's the case, that's a future Dr. Rob letter of, hey, my husband tried to get me to do porn and he did it in this sneaky way without just saying, would you be, here's a few more. This, because these are what I call pulling a Kyle, where you make up stories, right? Bradley says, is the woman uncomfortable with going to dinner because she caught her husband watching their porn?
Yeah, well, she probably would have left that in there, right?
She should have put all of this in there. Gregory says, I'm going in the Kyle direction. What if she already watched them and it turned her on and she doesn't know how to deal with those
emotions? Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. None of that's in there.
I swear. Yeah, I think, well, I would hope, especially because she's a woman, we like to include a lot of detail. But she mentions she doesn't want to invite that kind of chaos in her life. And I hear what she's saying in that, if you're just talking about the dinner itself, again, go back to what we all said, you can determine what conversation you stick around for or not, and that's perfectly fine. You now, if it's beyond that, you don't have to have a long-term friendship with this person. You can control how much this person is in your life. When you say inviting chaos, that's choosing, right? If you guys meet up, have dinner, and then she's constantly in your life and she has a lot of drama, you're choosing to let her in your life with the drama. You know, even myself, I would have to go to dinner with this person first to even know, okay, I know what they do for a living, but wow, what a sweethearted person. And I'll walk lightly on how much I'll allow them in my life. Even how I am about anti-porn, I still at this point would not be able to say I'm not inviting this person in my life as a whole, because, you know, for me, I'm hoping my, you know, Jesus will wear off on her, but I would never bring it up. But it's like this, you invite chaos We let it in is all I'm saying.
And so unless I'm misunderstanding you, though, the chaos would come from who she is as a human.
Yeah, she turned out to be drama.
That's why I use the drug dealing example. The minute you establish a relationship with a couple that is dealing drugs, you've invited chaos into your life. You're connected with them. You don't know, are they being followed? Things like
that.
That's
illegal.
It's illegal, right?
I mean, now you're involving you potentially being at their home and it being raided by the cops.
I don't understand that. I don't want to invite that chaos into my life. I mean, because the chaos Dawn's describing could come from a woman who's an accountant. They're also drama queens or whatever. Yeah. So I'm so confused about the it feels like, and Dawn's right, this is so rare for a woman writer who usually won't shut up to leave out this detail.
So I've got a hack. I used to do this when I went on dates a while back. I would set up a plan with my sister where I would tell her, hey, I'm going on a date. If it doesn't go well, I'm going to send you a little text message with a little code word. And that's when you call me multiple times. I'm going to hang up the first time. I'm going to pick up a second time. And you're going to pretend a huge family emergency happened. And that's when you have to excuse yourself. So maybe set up something in plan. I don't know if you have any siblings or a best friend. So if the conversation does go into a bad direction, you can send off this little code word, and then you can have a fake family emergency and then leave.
So rather than being upfront and candid with your husband and or if you need to, the couple themselves, you go this route.
It's an option there. If she's really scared and she wants it, you know, it's there for you.
Some people would be very hard for them to do. And she already has a husband who is calling her judgmental. And I do have a problem with that. You should know her well enough to know what she has is an opinion on this. And it makes her uncomfortable.
As I said when I started, you know, that's certainly how she heard it, because that's what she wrote. Did he say that? Because either way, it didn't land correctly. Was he judgy about your judgmentalism, et cetera?
Or did he laugh about it?
Yeah, that's still true. There is still, I get it.
My spider senses are tingling more in the direction of the letter writer's husband has been best friends with this guy, used to work in the same industry, so they've talked about this kind of thing. Oh, how cool would it be if we can get all our ladies together and we can, you know, mess around, and maybe he's planted seeds. I mean, we need more information from the letter writer, but maybe that's the drama that she's referring to. Maybe she's brushing it under the rug because she's absolutely not into that kind of thing.
Which again changes the letter and the tone entirely, madam. More emailers though. Chris says maybe she's afraid her husband will want to do the same to make money. Or maybe join them in a foursome. Again, you know, if she's afraid of that, she should have mentioned it. Cody says maybe this letter writer is worried about her husband showing an interest in the friend's wife. Men seem to veer towards what they can't have, and this could be his attempt to get a chance to interact with her/them on a personal level outside of work.
Well, if that's it, she has bigger problems, because then that means he would just do that in general with any woman that he would find attractive.
Derek has an interesting one. Says maybe her husband is actually the one who has the problem because he watched their porn and found out the other guy's junk is bigger than his. As a man, you don't hang out with another guy who you know is bigger than you.
What?
Dr. Rob is not a real doctor.
Yeah, really?
Weird. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Most of the time, he's full.
Oh my god!
No comment.
I gotta say, I've spent a lot of time in Manland, and I'm not aware of that being a thing.
Well, because you would have to when you first meet. Well, show me it. I need to know if we can go any farther in this friendship. I gotta see it first.
So I'm friends with it, or right? I'm friends with a guy for years, and then suddenly we're both naked in the gym showers. And for some reason, I noticed his junk's bigger, and I go, whoa, can't be friends with you anymore.
No, what you do is you go, dude, high five, congratulations, and you move on.
Right. I mean, that one, I don't know. Hopefully that was just a throwaway funny line. As I mentioned, we had two other Dr. Rob emailers that are kind of in the same stratosphere. So, you know, a little juicy and even deeper. So I promise we'll get to those hopefully tomorrow, but certainly this week. You can email the doctor anytime, RAD at radradio.com.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.